May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guk Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Guk Audio and Guk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have clip two from a Shunyu Suzuki lecture given on September 9th, 1965 at the Los Altos Zendo in Marion Derby's living room. This lecture went on to be edited and put by Marion into her little book, Beginner's Mind, and then to be edited again and included in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. It's on page 76 in the chapter called Study Yourself. First, we will hear clip two as it was recorded, as we have it. And then I will read it, and then we'll hear a version that I edited, did a little work on. Now, when I say edited, it's not cutting out a bunch of words. It's, I cut out two or three coughs. No, at least three coughs, I remember. Bunch of clicks. There's so many clicks in there. I wonder why. Some of these have these, it's almost like a metronome. There's not, it's not, but and a few sounds and stuff, but no words. I will sometimes take out a word, like if he goes more than, you know, like that. But if it has any meaning, or I leave in almost every stuff like that, because they have a lot of feeling to them. Oh, and you folks there on YouTube, you're not going to get this in sequence, because I don't know what happened last night. I was tired, and I thought I'd uploaded it, but this morning I found out I hadn't. So it was uploaded, and it was still the same day in America, so. But it was uploaded way later, you know, like in the late afternoon or something, instead of one in the morning. So this one is going to be uploaded at one in the morning or whenever, you know, something like that, or two or three in the morning. So it won't, 24 hours will not have passed. Therefore, YouTube will not accept it from Podbean. But on Saturday, my assistant, Gus Awan, comes, and the first thing he does is check YouTube and upload any videos to there that didn't make it because of the 24-hour rule. In order for there to be none, every day I have to upload the lecture, you know, like a minute later or more than the lecture the night before, and I don't pay any attention to that. So there's no problem like that with anybody else, Spotify or wherever else it goes. But that's just a little YouTube quirk. So I don't know if it matters if you get things in order or not. So anyway, here we go.
In Rinzai way, Rinzai, analyzed how to teach his disciples in four ways. Sometimes he talk about disciple himself. Sometimes he talks about teaching itself. And sometimes he gave interpretation of he himself and teaching, both teaching and he himself. Sometimes he does not give any instruction about the students or teaching. Because even though he does not speak about anything, student is student. There's, strictly speaking, there's no need to teach him because he himself is Buddha. Whether or not he is aware of it. Even though he is aware of his true nature, if he attach to the awareness of the his nature, that is already wrong. When he is not aware of it, he has everything. But when he become aware of it, he he thinks what he is aware of is he himself. So that's big mistake.
In the Rinzai way, Rinzai analyzed how to teach his disciple in four ways. Sometimes he talks about the disciple himself. Sometimes he talks about the teaching itself. Sometimes he gives an interpretation of he himself and teaching, both teaching and he himself. Sometimes he does not give any instruction about the students are teaching, because even though he does not speak about anything, the student is the student, there is, well, strictly speaking, there is no need to teach him because he himself is Buddha, whether or not he is aware of it. Even though he is aware of his true nature, if he attaches to the awareness of his nature, that is already wrong. When he is not aware of it, he has everything. And when he becomes aware of it, he thinks what he is aware of is he himself. So that's a big mistake. Well, this is so interesting. Think about this. Even though he's aware of his true nature, if he attaches to the awareness, that's wrong. When he's not aware of it, he has everything. But when he's aware of it, he thinks that that's him, and that's he himself. So that's a big mistake. Wow. Cogitate on that. Think about how not to do that or how to do that. I mean, really, what we are is just happening. We can't sit down there and plan, well, being aware of awareness, I won't be attached to it. Let's see. I'll try not to be aware of my awareness. But if I am aware of it, I won't think it's me. I mean, really, it's really better not to think about this stuff. Just let it come in. Because I think maybe our higher consciousness, our, you know, all those angels and higher beings in our makeup that are making all the decisions. Anyway, Suzuki used to say all the time, you know, it used to indicate in various ways, don't think about what I'm saying, just let it come in. Oh, one other thing, you know, it's a little hard for me to say of he himself, you know, rather than of him himself. But I don't know, seemed almost like a technical term, so I didn't correct it. All right, so let's hear the edited audio on this. I think I noticed it was 30 seconds shorter. Okay.
In Rinzai way, Rinzai analyzed how to teach his disciples in four ways. Sometimes he talk about disciple himself. Sometimes he talks about teaching itself. And sometimes he give interpretation of he himself and teaching, both teaching and he himself. Sometimes he does not give any instruction about the students or teaching. Because even though he does not speak about anything, student is student. There's, strictly speaking, there's no need to teach him because he himself is Buddha. Whether or not he is aware of it. Even though he is aware of his true nature, if he attached to the awareness of the, his nature, that is already wrong. When he is not aware of it, he has everything. But when he become aware of it, he thinks what he is aware of is he himself. So that's a big mistake.
This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Pupa of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.